three players released. I guess the most recognisable name for most of them will be Calvin Dickerson, who played a few games a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, Calvin unfortunately didn't play as much as he'd hoped this year, and he had an impact in our 2020 side last year, but couldn't find a place. And it's that time of the year when you have to make tough decisions, and unfortunately Calvin's missed out.
I mean, it looks as though you're still not quite sure about the wicketkeeping situation in the first team with Tom Allsop and Lewis, but Calvin gave you another option there, so it looks like you're happy with the other two.
Yeah, absolutely. We had three keepers, you know, coming into this season. That was on the back of Tom taking the gloves the year before, whereas previously he'd played solely as a batsman. So with three keepers, obviously it's difficult to fit them all in and also give them game time in the second team to develop. So unfortunately, you know, Calvin was injured as well, which didn't help his cause. But we feel we've got two young keepers in Tom Allsop, who feel really pushed on, and Lewis, who played a part this season as well and played a big part in that 50-over title. So we're comfortable with where we are with our keepers, and you know, positions will be up for grabs again next year.
You've released two all-rounders, Chris Soule and Asher Hart. You had high hopes for both of those, didn't you?
Yeah, again, you're good young people, first and foremost, and good young cricketers, but just, again, it's that time of the year where you have to make tough decisions, and guys miss out, and they're incredibly difficult decisions. So we wish them well, and obviously hopefully they'll get further opportunity elsewhere or find their way in a different career.
You've offered a contract to Ollie Soames, who made a good impression, didn't he, especially in that first innings against Worcestershire. Found it difficult though at the back end of the season, but playing his first games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's exposure for Ollie. He played very well in the second team, got consistent runs and showed good technique, a well-organised player, seems a very level-headed young man. Got the opportunity, difficult conditions, as you said. He's not alone in struggling in those conditions, but I think there were a couple of innings that stood out where he batted pretty much a session in trying conditions and got through, although only 20, showed signs that he can kick on from here.
Harry Kane, a young batsman who we haven't seen too much of, but was scoring lots of runs for Kent. Wasn't actually playing for Hampshire, was scoring lots of runs for Kent. They offered him a contract, and you've kind of sort of come in on the inside there, haven't you?
Yeah, well, Harry's been a part of the system, so he came through and it's developed last year. Last winter, he went away to Cape Town on his own accord, came back, and has played really well in second 11 cricket. And our message was early season through Charlie Freeston, that the head of development, he said, go away, find yourself a club that you get good game time. Our second 11 batting order was pretty chocker at that stage with Amlar as overseas player and everyone available. He did that, played a few games for us along the way as well, and looked at where he was at the end of the season. We were very pleased with his progress and also offered him a contract, and thankfully he chose to play here at Hampshire, and hopefully it proves to be a good decision for him.